Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The second baseman, Joey Cora. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting fifth. The DH, George Bell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ellis Burks. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilson Alvarez. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Kurt Abbott. Batting second. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Batting third. The right fielder, Ruben Sierra. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting fifth. The DH, Troy Neal. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Brant Gates. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Craig Paquette. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Scott Brosius. Batting ninth. The catcher, Scott Hammond. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Bob Welch. And now, play ball. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Cora hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Thomas hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ventura takes first base on ball four. Cora moves to second. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Bell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gates reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Kurt Abbott is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Abbott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alvarez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Alvarez, and towards Guillen, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Sierra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ellis Burks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Burks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Carcoviche hits a ball on the ground towards third. Paquette fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Henderson strikes out. One out. Troy Neal is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Neal is hit by the pitch. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Gates hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Neal moves to second. Two outs. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Gielen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Paquette fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Raines is 0 for 1 in the game. Raines hits a pop-up towards left. Abbott settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Abbott. Raines moves to second. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cora is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Welch fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas is walked intentionally. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ventura is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Scott Brosius is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Brosius hits a pop-up into right field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Hammond is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hammond strikes out. Two outs. Kurt Abbott is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Abbott is 0 for 1 in the game. Abbott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Welch fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ellis Burks batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Burks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Henderson. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Burks moves to third. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Karkovice is 0 for 1 in the game. Karkovice hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gates settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gielen is 0 for 1 in the game. Gielen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burks scores. Johnson scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. There goes Gielen. The throw from Hammond and he is out, Bordick applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bordick is 0 for 1 in the game. Bordick is hit by the pitch. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Sierra is 0 for 1 in the game. Sierra hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Troy Neal is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Neal hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Sierra moves to third. Brent Gates batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gates is 0-for-1 in the game. Gates takes first base on ball 4. Neal moves to second. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Paquette is 0-for-1 in the game. Paquette strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Raines is 0-for-2 in the game. Raines hits a pop-up into left field. Abbott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cora is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cora hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemmons settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Scott Brosius is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Brosius is 0-for-1 in the game. Brosius hits a pop-up towards short. Gielen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Hemond is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Hemond is 0-for-1 in the game. Hemond hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kurt Abbott batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Karkoviche fires to first and picks off Hemond. Two outs. Kurt Abbott is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Abbott is 0-for-2 in the game. Abbott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Burks is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Sierra is 0-for-2 in the game. Sierra hits a line drive into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Troy Neal is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Neal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Karkovice is 0-for-2 in the game. Karkovice hits a fly ball into left field. Abbott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-3 in the game. Raines hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sierra. Raines reaches second base with a double. Guillen moves to third. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cora is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cora bunts between the mound and first base. Welch scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cora for the out. Guillen scores. Raines moves to third. 2 outs. It's 3-0, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Brocious settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Brent Gates is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gates is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gates hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Paquette is 0-for-2 in the game. Paquette takes first base on ball 4. Scott Brocious is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brocious is 0-for-2 in the game. Brocious hits a fly ball into right field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Scott Hammond is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hammond is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hammond hits a fly ball into right field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ventura hits a fly ball into right field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Ellis Burks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Burks is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Burks takes first base on ball 4. Vince Horsman now pitching. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burks moves to second. Ron Karkovice batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Karkovice is 0-for-3 in the game. Karkovice takes first base on ball 4. Burks moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Guillen is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Dillon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brocious fields the ball and throws to Horseman covering. Safe. Burks scores. Johnson moves to third. Karkoviche moves to second. It's 5-0, White Sox. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Johnson scores. Karkoviche moves to third. Dillon moves to second. It's 6-0, White Sox. Joey Cora batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cora is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cora hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Karkoviche scores. Dillon scores. Raines moves to second. It's 8-0, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Thomas strikes out. 2 outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Huff now playing left field. Dan Pasqua now playing first base. Kurt Abbott is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Abbott is 0-for-3 in the game. Abbott strikes out. 1 out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bordick takes first base on ball 4. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Bordick moves to second. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Sierra is 0-for-3 in the game. Sierra hits a fly ball into right field. Burks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alvarez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Briscoe now pitching. Eric Helfand now catching. Scott Leidy now playing right field. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bell strikes out. 1 out. Ellis Burks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Burks is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Burks hits a fly ball into right field. Leidy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Swartz now pitching. Troy Neal batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Neal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Neal takes first base on ball 4. Brent Gates is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gates is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gates hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Paquette is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Paquette hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Karkoviche settles under it and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Scott Brosius is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Brosius is 0-3 in the game. Brosius hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Neil moves to second. Scott Leidy is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Leidy takes first base on 4. Neil moves to third. Brosius moves to second. Kurt Abbott batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Abbott is 0-4 in the game. Abbott hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Oakland Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.